our mental health is infinitely more valuable than like the Mark Zuckerbergs or I don't know who created Pornhub, whoever did.
Yeah. And it's just a lot of good comes from avoidance. Wisdom is prevention. It's a lot of kind of successful people probably are better actually avoiding the bad things than necessarily optimizing for the good things. And if you are that person who is struggling with that addiction or can't get out of bed or is feeling anxious or is overworking, like we've been talking about, it's trying to avoid doing that thing and replacing it with a good habit, like going for the walk or trying to approach the girl instead of going back home and watching, going on Pornhub or stuff
exactly.
like that.
You know? Yeah, exactly. You can't living more simply, that's something that our brains are really craving. As you say, like basically less is a lot, less is always more, and it is for the brain as well. So I was reading the other day that like consumption, like global consumption, it's quadrupled since 1970. So we're now like, we're more materialistic than we've ever been before. And yet all of the studies looking at materialism show the same thing, which is that the more materialistic you are, the less satisfied you are in your life. And a part of that materialism comes into having more to own and more to prove and more to compare, which feeds into our like what status anxiety, which is like a really big problem, like constantly comparing ourselves to others, constantly feeling that there is somewhere that we need to get to and we just can't get there. All of that is bad for the brain. And returning to that simpler way of living and rest is such a crucial component and mechanism for that simplified living. It's just really important. It's not like, I think the important thing as well to mention is that you're not being a Luddite by spending less time engaging with digital technology and like computers and phones and things. You're just like aware of what's good for your brain and what's bad for it. So I think that's really important to stress as well. Because I think some people can misinterpret it as that it's, oh, you're just being like anti-modernity and anti-progress and all of this crap. It's not true. There's this really interesting psychologist I spoke to for the book called Charles Fernyhough. He's written some really interesting books. And I remember he was telling me about his daughter, and because he's like a little bit older than me, and he was telling me how he would sit in his garden and stare at the woods or just stare at the clouds. And that's all he would do as a child. And his daughter sits there and she's basically like on a screen. Or at the very least, I can't remember now. I think he said he basically is quite strict now with the screen time with them, which like I'm definitely going to be with my son. But he was saying, but the thing he was saying that I really remembered was that there's, I think the term he used, it's like, there's a lost heritage there. And that's so true. There is a lost rest heritage that we really need to reclaim. This idea of just sitting and looking at the forests, that's something we need to return to. And you're not, there's, that is true progress, not engaging with the latest bloody app telling you to grow a virtual tree.
Yeah. And about the comparison thing as well, comparison really is the thief of joy. And that's why I really want to do the thing that you did with the cabin. But I've always had that fantasy or dream of living in the sign of kind of like cabin house with the woods as my garden and just like having, that's my ultimate goal, to be honest. I'm not going to disappear from society, but I want to have my own private space surrounded by nature and in the woods and just be surrounded by that instead of a busy, bustling city and distractions, etc., etc.
Yeah,
that's my goal. I want to be like Toro in Walden.
that's wonderful. That's lovely. Just hearing you say all of that is just like making me smile and making me think, I need to spend more time in nature. I need to go back to the cabin in the woods. Yeah, absolutely. I think, since researching for this book, I'm definitely trying to spend more and more time in green space. I'm quite lucky, sweet, because we live in Islington, which just doesn't have as much green space as like it should really. But we're lucky. So we do have this really small like patch of woodland it's pretty small, but it's like a patch of, it's a small patch of woodland, and it's quite rare to find that, especially like in like inner city London. And it's only open on Tuesdays and Saturdays, but I often just, I'll make sure that I spend that time like in that patch of woodland. And like, I'll often wander around the green squares, and I spend a lot of time like cycling, and often if I cycle, I'll cycle like for exercise, not just to get about. And I like to do loops of Regent's Park. But now I'll do that, but I'll also get off my bike and actually just go and sit in the greenery and just spend some time there, which I never used to do before.
Yeah, that's good. Learning is a memorization, it's changing your behavior, and that's what you're doing.